favorite parable. In Mark chapter 4, Jesus says that if you don't understand this parable, then how can you understand the others? And today I want to welcome you to the Word of God. The Word is the seed, and Jesus spoke, and He's putting the seeds, the Word of God, on different hearts. Four kinds of hearts. Everyone in this room falls into this category. There's no number five, there's no fifth multiple choice, there's only four multiple choice. So I'm going to go for one after the other, and I hope and pray. This is crucial. This is historical. What's happening today is historical. It's today you can finally understand your heart. But it's up to you. It's up to you. And so the first heart, the first soil, is called the path. It's the path. And as the story goes in Luke chapter 8, and we kind of know the story, so I'm just going to go straight into it. Yeah? And he's talking about the kingdom of God. You are part of His kingdom based on your response to the Word. Period. I'll say it again. The way you respond to God's Word, the Bible, is how you respond to the Word. And the way you respond to the Word will determine your future, your destiny, your whole life. And I hope that this parable will make a big impact in your life. It has me 100 times plus over. And so the first soil, it falls on a path. This is path right here. It's hardcore. He put a seed, it may bounce back. And guess what? The birds come. They come and take it away. The path is the heart, which is hard. That means the Word of God will hit and bounce back. Right here, concrete. Oh, I guess it's not. I thought it was concrete. It's the other wall. I don't want to go outside. You get my point. Satan knows that your heart is hard. You know? He's crouching. He's looking whose heart is hard. And you know what he does? Insight. He comes and grabs the message from your heart. Did you know that? He's real. Do you believe it? I didn't say it. You said it. But if it's soft, he can't get it because the word goes in. He's trying to catch it. Oh, soft. Oh, missed it. He knows. He's gauging all around. Even today. It's sad to say that for 20 years, I was this guy. I'd go to church, sit in the pew, put my $1, take the bread and the wine, look at all the girls in the church, I'll pick and choose who I want to marry. And that was me. I hear it. It goes for 1 year and comes out through here. Hard heart. But I didn't know for 20 years. Because I thought I knew. I got deceived. Are you that heart? Are you that heart? The Bible says, Jesus says, the guy, this person, does not understand the word. They hear it. They go to church, but they can't figure this out. You know why? Because each time it goes, Satan, Gotcha, man. 20 years. Bam. He's active. Is that you? Number two. Are you the rock you saw? Okay, now that's not so hard. He hears the word. Okay? But the seed, the word of God, does not take root. It's shallow. It's rocky. Bible says that there's no foundation. They have no concept of God. Who is God? Oh, I don't know. That's a guy. I heard about God my whole life. I read all those books. I've been to the library. I even went to seminary. But you know what? Why did God say that? That guy is this guy. How's your foundation today? Our nation is a very Christian nation, but I want to ask you the question directly. How's your foundation? You know, the Bible says that when trouble or persecution comes, he quickly falls away. He quickly falls away. Because the Word of God doesn't take root. The King James Version, if you follow that, fall away is being offended. That's a Greek translation. Do you get offended easily? And the Word of God is being right here, not taking root. I was this guy too, so I had a combination of one and two. And I didn't even know it. I would get offended about everything. My teacher, she's too strict, how dare she is, man. My parents, I hated their guts at one point. I love them now, but, you know, back in the day. Why is he so tough? Hey, Dad. In our heart. Offended. Offended by the teacher because of the discipline. Math class. Students, how do you feel about school? Teachers offend you? Your neighbor? Your student? Why do I have to buy this big book? $40. Hey, how's class? It's okay. Yes, it got you. Have you fallen away from God? Have you lived 20, 30, 40 years offended walking on the streets of Michigan or on this earth? If you're offended, then you need more foundation. We're here as a church to teach you foundation. Biblical sound foundation. No structure, no this big institutional, this rules and guides. I've told many people come to me and say, Uman, tell me. Tell me your doctrine of the church. The Bible? No. The doctrine. The Bible. You don't understand. I know I do understand. You know what he's thinking? Because he wants to join the church. What are the rules to get in? I said, there's no rules. No rules? Just God's Word. We read, we understand, and we practice it. That sounds so simple. Exactly. Exactly. Soil number three, are you this person? The third guy, thorny. Worrying all the time. The cares of this world, the riches, the money, the bill, the Comcast, and the bills, and car, and the insurance, and the gas, and the school, and people, my boss, my employee, and my future, my retirement, my social security, my this, my that. Is that you? What do you care so much in this world? I got a question for you. What do you care so much that you lose your joy over it? What's taking you down? What's choking the world? What's choking you? You know? How's your day? Bad day. I hate school. I hate college. I hate my spouse. I hate my job. I hate my boss. Hey, how's it going? I hate him. Behind the back. Gossip. Choke. You choke. The world is choking you. All these cares of the world is choking you down. Is that you? You're trying. You're hearing the word. It's because you care so much. And that's why. I figured this out many years ago. What you care so much will come back and bite you. If you care so much about your car, I had a Chevy long time ago, many years ago, my son was there. I cared so much about the car, the black Chevy. It was black, it was good, it was sporty, it was like, oh, nice. Ford Escort, yeah. Ever since I had that, tire blows out, suspension, the tie rod, I mean the glass. One time, police pulled me over. Yes, officer? Did you know that your windows are black? Yeah, I know that. Could take it off. Officer, this is Michigan. Officer, I was in Chicago 5 years, they never told me. You know what? This is not Chicago, this is Michigan. Offended. Okay. I take it to the shop. Spent $300 just to remove all that. This is crazy. Like, I cared so much, that car brought me down. It's not over yet. Everything is fixed. I love it. I need to have a happy attitude. I gave to my son, happy attitude, take care of the car. Well, I gave it to him. He decided to go to Chicago, drive 75 miles an hour on a rainy, thunderous day. I get this phone call, Dad had an accident. Are you okay? I'm good. He shook it up, he was shivering. He didn't call Mom, Mom, are you worrying? It's gone, totaled up. It's over, it was a headache. I cared so much about that car. The world can choke you. That's just car. There are a lot of things in life can choke you down. But are you going to allow it? So I decided I'm not going to care so much about my Corolla, even though I care. But I don't care. Does that make sense? No, yes, doesn't matter. You have things in your life. If you care so much about something in your life, it's going to take you down. It's going to choke you down. And finally, the good ground, the good soil, the good heart, the soft heart, the noble heart, the honest heart. So this person hears it, gets it, understands everything, believes in the heart. The Word of God says it retains. You retain the Word. You persevere. And then fruit is produced. The Greek translation, the meaning of perseverance right here, is hold on fast. You gotta hold to the Bible with all your heart. When that Chevy's giving you a problem, you're gonna get bitter, but I'm gonna hold, I'm gonna love it. When your wife, a spouse, gives you a hard time, I'm going to still love her or love him unconditionally. When you're struggling with finances or debt or whatever, you're finding, you're persevering through problems and issues in your life. When someone gives you a hard time, what does the Bible say? Don't hold it against them. Forgive, let go. As my Heavenly Father will not hold it against you. Read your scripture, Mark 11. Are you in this category? Which one are you today? Is it soil 1? Is it soil 2? Is it soil 3? Or soil 4? Or a combination? I had a combination of 1 and 2. I recognized my heart, I gauged it, and guess what happened? I understood I can't stay that way. I'm going to be up and down roller coaster Christian life. I don't want it. And so through a lot of Bible study, counseling, and mentoring, it took a while to get to soil 4. Now I got to maintain that because my default is 1 and 2. Are you with me? We all have default. That's your sinful nature. Don't kid yourself. But it's constant discipleship, mentoring, and being in study groups, in the Word, then you're purging out the sin consistently out of your heart and not letting things of this world choke you. The next slide. What's your response? Slide number one, you heard it, didn't understand, so the evil one took it away. No root, it's zero fruit. Okay, do I need to pull it down? Nope, okay. It's all zero. Slide two, he heard the word, he understood a little bit, he was joyful, right? But when trouble, persecution comes, 50-50. How's life? How's church? How's life? How's everything? So-so. It's going. Yeah, it's going. Because you're up and down. Here, perseverance, no perseverance. You fall away, you're offended. Matthew 13. Thorny, you hear the word, but the cares of the world, riches, money, everything choke you down. It choked. Zero fruit. Keep in mind, all of them, there's no fruit. So you can go to church, and you can be choked your whole life, there ain't no fruit. God is not working and using you. You want to get to the point where soil four. You hear the word. Can you see that? They all heard the word. You understand? You retain it. You love the word. You dwell in it. You persevere through it. I'm going to forgive. I'm going to work on it. I'm going to work on it. I'm going to love this person. Oh, God, help me. Because you know God forgave you. Once you know that God forgave you, you can forgive other people. You're a free bird. Then you can love another person. So, which soil are you? This is me for 25 years. Bitter, angry, no foundation. It was hard to get to this point, but now I need to maintain that. In conclusion, Chris is going to come and be able to close it up in a minute here. But I want to thank you for coming. You might be wondering what church we are and what we are as a group and what we do. And, you know, we just want to read the Bible, make sense of it, and practice it. Once you practice the Bible and you put it into practice, and we're here to counsel and mentor, I want you to know that. And your heart can change. And God can use you 30, 60, 100 fold in your life. Amen to that. Let's go ahead and pray, and we'll take the bread and the wine. And after that, Chris is going to come and close it up. Father, we thank you for this morning. Lord, we heard the word, the seed was put on our heart. Father, I pray that we will respond in an incredible way to the word of God. Lord, maybe we didn't understand. Maybe Satan came and took the word in the last couple of minutes. Maybe it did make sense. Maybe you were joyful today, excited. But Lord, maybe there's a time, maybe you're choked in this world, maybe those cares of this world are robbing our joy. Or maybe our heart is softening up to hear God's word. And I pray, Father, every one of us here, doesn't matter where we're at, I pray that we will respond in a way that we want to love the word, your word, what you died for, to see salvation in our hearts, to believe and to be saved, to be able to obey the scriptures, to be a hold on. Lord, help us, Father. We need you so badly to obey and practice the Bible. It's hard sometimes, Lord, to forgive and let go, and the world just creeps into our heart every single day. Father, we need you. We need your power. Help us to make decisions today, to read, to study out, to understand, to to retain, to persevere, to hold on to that scripture. This parable. Deep words in God. I know for me, Lord. If I didn't become a disciple, I would have divorced at least 3 times. But God, it's you, Lord, who showed grace and mercy. Father, I pray that everyone in this room will embrace the word, accept it, and be willing to practice, make sense of it. Thank you for this time. Thank you for you're willing to die for each one of us today. God, we were sinners. We were still sinners when you died. You were in sin. We were doing our own way. We were walking towards hell, but God, you stopped us. God, you called us, God. Help us, Father, to understand you. Help us be grateful. Grateful and thankful. God, if there's anything in our heart today that there's something we need to let go, that we will let go of that. We'll hold on to the truth. Thank you, God, for this morning. Thank you for your incredible fellowship and teaching and singing. In His name we pray. Amen.